Sermons from the Journey is the audio podcast of the weekly message preached by Reverend Becca Gorell, pastor at Lebanon United Methodist Church in Lebanon, New Hampshire, and blogging at pastorbecca.com. Thanks for listening.
It's a strange little story of a strange time and place. Now, I know, I've had children, I've had friends and family members who've had children. Children come when they come, and it's never quite the right time or place. Due dates are 9 times out of 10 really, really funny suggestions that nature just laughs at. When families try to plan around timing for having children, that seems to be a curious thing. Like, when is actually a good time? When all the bills are paid off? When's that going to be? But when isn't a good time, really, because it's exciting and beautiful and all of that? But this is a particularly odd time. There's a census going on. There are people traveling everywhere. The city is very crowded. There's nowhere to stay. It's like trying to get a hotel room today in a different town than where, you know, I mean, there's nothing. Couldn't God have planned this a little bit better? If I were Mary, I'd be a little bit annoyed. It's not a particularly put-together world that Jesus enters into either. The Romans are ruling the region. You see, the people of Israel had been expecting a king who would liberate them or set them free, and expecting a Messiah who would bring peace, but their world was not free and it was not peaceful. It was not just. There was not a lot of hope and joy and love, even all those things that we light the candles for. It seemed like this was the wrong time. And you know, have you ever heard someone say to you, you know you've done something wrong, when they say, "Now, is this really the time or the place?" My mom's here tonight. That's something I know she's said to me on more than one occasion. Maybe a parent said it to you. Maybe a friend or a coworker said it to you. You know you did something inappropriate when that happens. But that's kind of what I feel when I read this story. I want to say, "Hey, God, is this really the time or the place? That noisy stable that we just recreated, this oppressed country loosely held together by governors from a different society, and then regional governors from their own people, and it's not working really well, and there's unrest. It's messy. But that's what God's about." And that's what I love about this story, especially that it's the Christmas story, because we love to get our Christmases perfect in our minds. Our church services, perfect in our minds, perfect in our minds and on our scripts, and the pastor works really hard at that. But our family celebrations too, right? We want the house to look just right. We want to make sure that everybody can be there. Did we get the right gift? Nobody should be fighting in the family ever, and definitely not around the holidays. That never happens. Everybody shows up. Nobody has any travel problems in the middle of December, ever. We want everything to be just right. We want our celebration of God's presence in the world to be in the right place and in the right time. But this story reminds us that that's never how God works. That's not how Jesus works from the very beginning. This is not the time or the place for a Savior. And yet, in God's vision, in God's time, in God's place, it is. And if Christ can be born into a world, into a messy, smelly, noisy stable, and into a messy, smelly, noisy, unfair, unloving, unkind time and place, then why not this time and this place? Why not our homes when they are not perfect? Why not our lives when they are not perfect? The answer is, of course, that Christ can and is born in those places. I have this wonderful book by Anne Weems called Kneeling in Bethlehem. And I wanted to read this short poem called Unexpected. Even now, we simply do not expect to find a deity in a stable. Somehow the setting is all wrong. The swaddling clothes too plain. The manger too common for the likes of a savior. The straw inelegant. The animals reeking and noisy. The whole scene is too ordinary for our taste. And the cast of characters is no better. With the possible exception of the kings, who among them is fit for this night? The shepherds? Certainly too crude. The carpenter, too rough. The girl, too young. And the baby? Whoever expected a baby? Whoever expected the advent of God in a helpless child? Had the Messiah arrived in a blazing light of the glory of a legion of angels wielding golden swords, the whole world could have been conquered for Christ right then and there, and we in the church, to say nothing of the world, wouldn't have so much trouble today. Even now, we simply do not expect to face the world armed with love. And yet that is how God comes. Thanks be to God. Amen.